creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's episode is hosted by Tammy and Min.
And we are back. Hello, my name is Min Nguyen, and you are listening to The Lightning Rod. All right, folks, I'm once again joined by my lovely co-host, Tammy.
Yay, back for another episode.
And I'm really shocked we haven't covered this before. Of all the years we've been doing this, we're finally going to get to it. So today's lightning question. My friends and family want to commission me. What do I do? How do I treat them? Do I treat them like any other client, or do I treat them with special treatments? What is the pricing like? What is that whole experience like? Let's dive into it in this episode. So for me personally, I treat my friends and family, they are different, obviously, from random strangers that hit me up on Instagram or in
I would hope so.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, like, they're totally different. I mean, it's my friends and family. So honestly, I don't know about you, Tammy, but I've noticed a huge shift in the respect for artist labor. And maybe that's because a lot of my friends, specifically my friends, are in the artistic space and they are artists themselves. But even a lot of my friends who are not in the artistic space and they know me personally, or they know me just as my friend, they understand the kind of work that I put into my artistic craft more so than I think maybe a random stranger online. And I've never had a friend that hasn't ever respected that. I've sent them my invoices. They have paid me on a timely manner. We have never had an issue with that. And maybe I'm blessed in that regard. I can't speak for every artist out there. I can't speak for everyone. My experience is not the end all be all experience. But for the most part, I've noticed a shift in artistic labor being a little bit more respected. How do you feel about that?
I agree, just because I see it the same way, where friends have reached out and they just tell me to go ahead and send them a full invoice as well. So I've never been like on the record. I've never been commissioned by family. Family has asked me for like business advice. So we've just like in talking like as a dinner, we'll talk about it. But in terms of like commissioning out for something where I'm sending it through TCF, I'm sending them an invoice, never happened. However, friends I have, and I've sent them an invoice, and they were, they would gladly pay in full and also on a timely manner, which is awesome. Every dream client, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, like, I've never had a family member that has never done something like that. But let's just say hypothetically that we're lucky, all right? We're lucky and we have clients.
We are.
We have clients that are family that are really wonderful. But let's just say hypothetically, you have a client that's your family member or your friend that isn't timely with their payments. What do you do? Do you, because I've heard people actually seriously go after legal action.
I mean, like, to be like, this is where my business mindset kicks in, is like, if I sent you an invoice and we came to terms that we are working together, no strings attached, like no feelings attached there. That means that I'm going to come after you for my payments, for reviews or whatever it is, just like I would a regular client. So that's where I think it would be important to, you know, like kind of explain to like your friend, because sometimes they do think there does come that time where they're thinking like, oh, well, Min is my friend. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to say anything to me. But in reality, I think Min would say something to you
if
you're missing a payment or missing like, you know, something. So I would always just be super clear, like, hey, now that we're working together, just like I would with a regular client, and now that we're working together, this is my boundaries. This is how I set it up. This is my contact hours, even though, yes, me and you talk on the outside. However, if we're going to talk on the outside, I prefer not to talk about business. So that's one of my biggest boundaries on like friend to friend.
I'm happy that you brought that up. I'm really happy that you bring that up, because yeah, I don't like to talk about business outside of business hours with my friends. And I don't really like when business and friendship mix that well. Like, I actually have a couple clients that they actually commission me and they're my friends and they're art directors in the industry as well. There's a little bit of nepotism there. I'm not going to lie. There's nepotism all around. But here's the thing is that, with that being said, we know each other, we are friends in the industry, but we also know each other as professionals. And yeah, I expect my invoice in your email, and I expect a timely payment. I expect that just like with everyone else. Now, with that being said as well, on the topic of boundaries, there are a couple boundaries that I set for myself, and that me and you, we've definitely talked about our boundaries and when, if ever, we would lighten them up for me personally, even if it is my friends or family, I still keep the, my professional boundaries where there are certain things that I will never draw. So for example, I never like to draw anything that promotes tobacco use. That's something that I'm not comfortable with. I have family members that have died from cancer of the lung. You know, I don't really want to promote that in my art at all. Anything that promotes tobacco. So that's a hard no for me. Another thing that I will never, ever draw is I'm not a big fan of supporting political candidates. So I want to make that very clear distinction is that for me, I don't like to draw any political candidate. So like Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't like to do that. That's something that I'm not very comfortable with. Now, with that being said, I don't consider certain topics to be political. So for example, I'm a queer person. I'm a person of color. My existence is not political. I don't consider LGBT political. I don't consider trans rights political. Those are human rights. So I'm in full support of Black Lives Matter. I don't consider that to be political in any sense of the word. Those are human lives and people's humanity. And that's not political to me. But again, that's my definition of what is political and what is not political. That varies from artist to artist. That varies on where they stand. For this artist at least, I objectively think that those are not political. So I will draw them. But also, like me and you, we talked about this as well. I don't also like to draw anything religious. I mean, me and you were both Buddhist. But we don't really draw anything in support of that or against it. We really try to stay as apolitical or a-religious as possible. Secular.
Just because not that there's anything wrong with people who do dive into that, because there are, like, those are niches that people like dive into. Like, I only draw political stuff, that's totally cool. Or I only draw religious stuff, because I do follow people who draw only religion. And I follow a lot of Buddhist artists as well, which is really cool. Or like they focus on Buddhism in their art, which is really cool. And that's cool for them. It's just not me. Like, it's not my style, I guess. That's why I choose not to do it.
In the past I've drawn like Buddhist stories, and but nothing that promotes Buddhism. You should join Buddhism, you know what I mean? I never draw anything that proselytizes a religion. So I will draw like Buddhist stories, but that's not me saying you should join Buddhism. So I never draw anything that proselytizes. So for example, like if I had a family member, because I have family members who are Buddhist and you have family members who are Buddhist, that would still be a boundary for me where I wouldn't really want to draw anything that's like promoting you should join Buddhism. Like I wouldn't really feel comfortable with that. But that's different than me drawing maybe like a story from Buddhism. Like that's different in that regard. That's kind of like my hard and fast rule, if that makes sense. And
Let me ask you on that too then. So like, because we're both Buddhist and I think you would understand the story that I'm gonna say or I'm gonna talk about. So like say like your family is like super invested into the temple, like the Buddhist temple, and like because my family is, and like the monk, like the head monk there, the Tai, he wants you to do like he's asked me before to do like some of like the what is it, like the scriptures and stuff, but like printed on like foam so that he can like put it into the temple, which is like, I mean, like I wasn't going to charge him just because like, I feel like that's my Tai, which like to the people who are not Buddhist, like he's like above all. He's everything for us. Normally when we're doing stuff for the temple, we're not doing it for profit or anything like that. We're just doing it for our sake, for us and good karma, and all that stuff. So I think in that situation, I would be totally cool. I've never said yes as of now, just because I never had the time. But if he were to ask again, and I had the resources and time, I would definitely invest my time into that because he's part of my community and I visit him because my dad is rested there at that temple.
I would have to really think about that. I'm going to just humbly say I don't have an answer to that. I have to think about it because I have to compromise, because if I draw, I feel like if I draw something for one religious organization, I have to draw for every, I just have to just change
my which is where I do feel like the iffiness, which is why I never really said yes either outside of the time, was just like I never really did anything religious. But for him, I wasn't really doing anything like artistic. It was just more of like take my words and put on a foam board. You know, those are again like the boundaries that you have to set up for yourself.
That's interesting, because you know, like he is a member of your friends and family and your closer inner circle. You're more intimately close with this individual than you are with a random stranger. But again, like I try to keep those rules hard and fast. I think the only people that can break my boundary rules is my immediate family. And that's, again, a boundary I set for myself, where if my mother, my own flesh and blood mother, asked me to draw her something, oh, I would never send her an invoice, but maybe I would consider it. I don't know. Like, I, in previous episodes, I joked about sending her an invoice, but realistically, no, that's my mother. She, honey, you gave me life. You gave me literally the breath that I'm breathing. You can have anything you want for free.
Yeah.
My mother and my father, I think, are my only exceptions to my rule where I will never send them an invoice because those are my parents. They paid for my education to go to art school. They paid for me. They took care of me. Oh, you can have anything you want. Yeah. You can have my labor for free. Yeah. Absolutely.
And ironically, they are the exact people that would just never realistically commission you for anything. Like, I could understand, like, if they had opened a store or something and they needed you to draw something for them, if need be, if that. But most of the time, I don't even think they would.
That's, I think, just me, though. This episode can be summed up with boundaries. Just setting those hard and fast boundaries for yourself. Because we don't have all the answers to the questions. As you can see here, we like to just talk with you guys because sometimes... Mm-hmm. We don't have all the answers. Like, I don't know that exact situation that Tammy brought up, and I have to think about that now, but that's something that I want you guys to think about. Think about your boundaries, think about what you want to set, and really think hard about them, because these boundaries are important for your family members, but also for any client that you might want as well, because at the end of the day, this is your brand, what you want to put out into the world. And having those boundaries and having that professionalism, even with your friends and family, is very important, because you are a business at the end of the day, whether you're a freelancer and taking on just regular commissions, or you are a entrepreneur in Atlanta, or you are starting a business, your friends and family, their dollar is going into your bank account. So you want to take this and treat them with the seriousness that they deserve as your clients, but also you want to think about what boundaries you want to set. Like, you know, who gets a free pass? Who doesn't get a free pass? Mm-hmm. Ask yourself that. So I think that's the number one question, is who gets a free pass? Who doesn't get a free pass? Mom and dad, for me, get a free pass, but that may not be the same for you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And some people, they like, they just put the strict rule for themselves. I just won't work with family and friends. That's just my policy. And that's totally cool. Generally, that's the case for me. But I mean, a lot of the times I've developed those friendships with people and they know that I do this kind of stuff. So I mean, that policy has changed over time for me. Definitely when I first started, it was a big no, because I was like, I don't even want to deal with like friends wanting to like get discounts or like family wanting this and that. But over time, a lot of the clients that we have now at TCF are good friends of mine. That they're ready for an invoice. They're ready. They're like, hey, I know this is what you have to do. This is what you used to charge me. Is this good? Can we move forward? If not, what is your new charge? Let's move forward. You know? So like, I think it depends on circumstance for sure.
So yes, absolutely. It depends on the circumstance and it depends on how lenient you want to be, because friends and family, I feel like there's an inclination for us to be more lenient on, you know, with them as well. Like where we excuse certain behaviors that we might not excuse if they're just random strangers. And that's another thing you have to consider, is that where are those boundaries going to lie? And for me personally, I try not to make any exceptions. If I say I want my payment to be on Friday at no later than 11:59, then that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be. And if I don't see it, then I'm going to come after you.
Yeah. And either, I mean, like if you don't go after them, I just think like a general tip there is like, don't start on work. Let them know, hey, I don't start on work until a payment is paid or like a deposit is put, whatever your policy is, your financial policy on that. Just don't start on the work, or don't deliver. Just don't give it to them, because again, it is your work. Maybe you can put it into your portfolio as like a work in progress or something like that, if they choose not to pay for it at the end of the day. However, you know, I do think sometimes friends do come in with that perspective, like, oh, Mint should give me a discount because I've always supported them outside of this. So now I just really need this really quick thing. They should just do it for me, which is not always true for everybody.
No, it's so not. It's not at all. So now I want to pick your brain on this, Tammy. So me and you, obviously, we're friends. We are friends. We've been.
Are we? Are we friends? Are we co-hosts? What are we?
Girl, you've been to my house. You've eaten my table. Like, if we are not.
To all your parties. Come on. Yeah. We're friends.
So. We're friends. So I want to pick your brain on this one, because, you know, I've been rebranding myself for the past year or so. I've just been recollecting my art, regrouping. I have some new client work coming in. So I just want to redo my portfolio. And I've talked to you about this. So Like, you know, I'm an artist and I'm a big girl. I can design my own logo by myself, but like, you know, I've shared my ideas with you and I've talked about my branding with you, about the colors I want to choose and all that kind of stuff. And typically that costs you money. It is money.
Yeah, consultation fee.
Yeah, that's a consultation fee. But you and I just sit and we just shoot the shit about that. So where does that line fall for you? Because for me, different than art, different than like art and drawing, I'm a little bit more lenient when it comes to just talking with somebody. I mean, if you want a full consultation with me and you want me to really look at your resume and really look at everything, oh yeah, that's going to be a different story. But like, I notice with myself, I'm a little bit more lenient with my advice. I tend to just give that out a little bit more freely.
So it's a tough one because especially like, for example, when you come up to me and you talk to me about like, you know, hey, Tammy, I'm rebranding. Like, what do you think of this and that? I don't selectively, I don't like choose to do this, but I know in my head, like, I don't need to give you like, you know, from point A, point B, point C, point D, I can kind of give you like the hit around like, hey, this color looks cool. Or hey, this color doesn't really fit your brand. And you can kind of do a rework from there versus like an actual consultation. I'm going like step by step with them. I'm telling them like, hey, this color doesn't suit you, but here are some color selections that I've chosen for you, et cetera. So I almost like if we were to package all of this into packages, like the basic package, the standard package, the premium package, or whatever. I'm just giving you my advice, professional advice as a friend. And I feel like that is definitely okay. Again, boundaries. It's like based on what you want to do. If you want to charge every single person that you meet and talk to a consultation fee, I don't know how far your relationships will go entirely, just because I don't think a question every now and then is worth like $200, you know?
Right. No, exactly. So I think that's a very interesting point that you bring up. And I think it's important to set those boundaries, but also, yeah, I agree. So if one of my friends sat down with me and wanted a full consultation, then I will put in that work because you are paying me to put in that work. So I will make you a style guide. Definitely. I will put together a style guide for you. I will make you a PDF with all your colors, all your fonts, and when to use them, when not to use them. But like for free advice, just literally shooting the shit with me for like 5 to 10 minutes, I'll just be like, yeah, this is working, this is not working. And then that's kind of the furthest I'll go with it myself. Yeah. Because it's like, you're my friend and that's whatever. But if it was a stranger online that just hit me up in my direct messages, I'll be like, hey, let's set up a consultation and give you like a full rundown. Cause I frankly don't know that person either. Like I have no idea what their brand is. I don't know what's going on. But if my friend who I've known for like 20 years of my life wanted to set up like a cupcake company or something, I know who they are as a person. I know them very intimately over like 20 plus years of friendship. So it just cuts a lot of time that I would have to learn who they are, learn their brand, learn these things. So,
right, because that's part of the consultation fee. Realistically, when you're charging people, that is like me taking the time to learn you, your brand, your messaging, your company, all of that stuff combined. I have to learn all of that from you, from what you tell me, and then try to craft it with you because you don't know everything. That all comes into consultation versus like me and Min. If Min were to come to me and say like, hey, I developed this new logo, what do you think? I could tell Min straight up like, I don't really think it suits you. Like, I think you should go with something else. Maybe I'll give some examples if it props, but I'm not going to like stress myself like at 2 a.m. in the morning. Like, I got to get Min that color scheme that I promised them. Like, I got to get it. Right, like, that's not part of my job.
Exactly. Exactly. And also,
and you don't like, expect that of me, you know, like vice versa.
Absolutely not. I think, and I think that's where it's interesting because, you know, me and you were both creatives in the field. So like, I mean, you hired me, you trust me to know what colors I can use for my brand. I mean, it would be alarming if I didn't know that. So,
you couldn't use a second eye. So that's just part of the discussion too. Exactly. So we're not trying to drag on the conversation, but it's part of getting a second opinion, which is okay. Like, and that's why it's important to always have a branding person, a marketing person, or at least a creative person as a friend, at least someone that you talk to normally, they can kind of help you along that journey.
I think that's a very important point to bring up, Tammy, is that it's different, but in I'm going to do this for you, I'm going to build you something versus here's a second opinion. That's, I think, the very important distinction that you just made in this conversation. But let's wrap up this episode. I think we got it. I think the big takeaway from this episode, just like our quarantine episode, just like our mental health episodes, is setting those healthy, natural boundaries for your relationships with your family members. Think and ask yourself very critically, who would you be willing to work for free? Because that's valid. That's a boundary that you said. What is your boundaries as an artist? What are you willing to do and what are you not willing to do? And will you compromise that for your friends and family? Because some of the questions that Tammy asked today, I'm not sure about that myself and I have to think about them now. So think very critically about where those boundaries are, who you would work for free, who would you not work for free, and where would you compromise your brand and where would you not compromise? And how do you want to go about setting up those boundaries about talking about work professionally and personally? And those are all the things you have to consider, I think, when working with friends and family. But at the end of the day, the big takeaway from this episode is friends and family, their dollar is just as real and just as tangible as a random stranger's that's commissioning you. Their dollar is a dollar and you have to treat it as such and treat it yourself with the respect that you deserve as a professional.
Mm-hmm. Totally. All right. Couldn't be said any better, Min. Good job.
All right. So once again, I am Min Nguyen.
And I'm Tammy Nguyen.
And we're signing off.
Adios.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the creative folks.